former president of Malawi, Mrs. Joyce Banda, has called on political leaders in Africa to embrace the new world order where power lies more with the people than the leader. She decried authoritarian rule and challenged leaders of today to learn the qualities of moral leadership where humility, honesty and selflessness are integral parts. Mrs. Banda was delivering a lecture at the University of Cape Coast to mark the fourth Atamil's commemorative lectures.
Yes, the world needs a new leadership order in the face of the powership switch. The type of leadership premised on morality and the realization that one serves at the pleasure of those that grant him or her the mandate to exercise power and authority. The kind of leadership that serves in the interest of the people. The kind of leadership that is inspired and motivated by people that one serves because one recognizes and fully accepts that power is with the people themselves. In short, as the power shifts from leaders to the masses, the world has to fully embrace moral and servant leadership. It is a form of leadership model that provides a potent mechanism for managing the shifting of power from leaders to the led for a very simple reason that moral leadership is the kind of leadership that earnestly defines leaders as servants of the people and not the other way around. Sadly though, out there, there's a widely held view that leaders, especially those in politics and businesses, have lost their moral purpose. Leaders who occupy political positions, rather than using national resources to promote the well-being of their people, they use their political offices and positions to plunder the wealth of their countries and for their own self-enrichment. The shifting of power from leaders to the masses cannot be ignored. It signals the coming in of a new world order in terms of leadership and power and people power. It's a paradigm shift that calls for necessary changes in leadership. As leaders, the earlier we accept this reality, the better, lest we risk being left behind or face the full brunt of the people's power. As leaders, the earlier we realize and fully accept that days of authoritative leadership are long gone, the better.
Mrs. Banda eulogized late President Atamills, describing him as a man who understood what being a president was all about. She said late President Mills was one who ruled with zeal and determination. Above all, he was one who drew a parallel between spirituality and leadership. Madame Banda admitted that fighting corruption as an African leader is a challenging task and needs self-determination and strong will. She therefore called on the international community, especially advanced countries, to lend moral support to African leaders who are trying their best to fight corruption in their countries.
As former president myself, I don't want to give the impression that fighting corruption is easy. If I had not conducted the forensic audit by a distinguished foreign audit firm, I would be in jail by now. So fighting corruption, you are fighting very powerful people. I do not know if there are many leaders on the African continent who have conducted forensic audit in their government during their time. I am proud that on the continent of Africa, we now find a new crop of leaders committed to fight corruption. For example, Rwanda, Kenya, Tanzania, Nigeria, Senegal, Ghana, just to mention a few. My appeal is that when our foreign partners spot such leaders on the continent, there's need to support and motivate them. Treat those leaders like victors, not victims, as this discourages other leaders to do the same.